Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents like you are asking such thoughtful questions about how children learn and grow, and today I want to talk about something really special. Maybe you've noticed that your 5 or 6-year-old doesn't quite understand that people can change and grow over time. Perhaps they say things like, "I can't do that," or they don't believe that someone who made a mistake can learn to do better. And you're wondering, how do I help my child understand this beautiful truth about growth and change? First, let me tell you something wonderful. You're not alone in this, and what you're noticing is actually a sign that your child's brain is right on track developmentally. At 5 and 6 years old, children are just beginning to grasp abstract concepts like time and change. Their brilliant little minds are expanding so rapidly, learning to understand that yesterday, today, and tomorrow are different, and that people, including themselves, can be different too. Here's what the research shows us, and I find this absolutely fascinating. According to experts at Stanford University, when children develop what's called a growth mindset during these early years, they're more likely to persist through challenges because they understand that abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work. Isn't that amazing? Your child is in this critical developmental window right now, where their brain is ready to learn that growth is possible. The Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning tells us that social-emotional learning helps children understand and manage emotions, set positive goals, and show empathy for others. And all of these skills require grasping that people grow and change. Your child is building the foundation for understanding that feelings evolve, that skills develop, and that everyone is always learning. Now, let me share something the magic book taught me that changed everything. When children at this age struggle to understand personal growth, it's not because they're stubborn or fixed in their thinking. It's because their brains are literally developing the capacity to think about thinking, to imagine different versions of themselves and others across time. This is huge cognitive work, and it takes time. Raising Children Network Australia observes that at 5 to 6 years, children become better at seeing other people's points of view. This is a cognitive milestone that supports understanding how individuals develop new perspectives, skills, and ways of being throughout their lives. Your child is on this journey right now, learning to step outside their own experience and imagine how others think and feel and grow. So, what can you do to support this beautiful development? Let me share some gentle, evidence-based strategies that the magic book and I have seen work wonderfully. First, talk about your own learning and growth. Share stories from your own life about times when you couldn't do something, and then you learned how. Maybe you couldn't ride a bike when you were little, but you practiced and practiced, and now you can. Maybe you were scared of something once, and then you learned it wasn't so scary after all. When children hear these stories from the people they love most, it helps them understand that change is real and possible. Second, celebrate effort and progress, not just outcomes. Instead of saying, "You're so smart," try saying, "I noticed how hard you worked on that puzzle. You kept trying even when it was tricky, and look how much you learned." This helps children understand that their brains grow stronger through practice and effort, just like muscles grow stronger through exercise. Third, use the language of yet. When your child says, "I can't do this," gently add the word yet. "I can't do this yet." That tiny word opens up a whole universe of possibility. It tells your child that right now is just one moment in time, and future moments can be different. Fourth, point out growth in others. When you're reading books together or watching shows, talk about how characters change and learn. "Look, remember when that character was afraid of the dark, and now they're not afraid anymore because they learned that their room is safe." People can change how they feel and what they know. And here's where stories become such a beautiful helper in this journey. We have a story in the book of Inara called The Color Speaking Friends, and it's absolutely perfect for teaching about growth and change. In this story, Kenji and Miva visit a research center where friendly alien creatures communicate through colors. When their attempts to speak in colors go wrong, they discover something wonderful. Their mistakes actually help both the humans and the aliens learn together. This story shows children, in such a gentle and magical way, that making mistakes is part of the learning process. It demonstrates that people, and even alien friends, can change and develop new abilities over time through experience and practice. When Kenji and Miva make mistakes trying to communicate, they don't give up. They keep trying, and they discover that growth happens through experience. After you read this story with your child, you can talk about times when they learned something new by making mistakes first. Remember when you were learning to tie your shoes? You made lots of mistakes, and that's how you learned. Just like Kenji and Miva learned to speak in colors, you learned to tie your shoes. Everyone grows and changes through learning experiences. The National Association for the Education of Young Children emphasizes that developing emotional intelligence enables children to manage emotions effectively and recognize that feelings evolve over time. When children understand that they felt one way yesterday and might feel differently tomorrow, they're grasping this beautiful truth about personal growth and change. You know what I love most about this developmental stage? Your child is discovering one of the most hopeful truths in the universe, that we're not stuck, that we can learn, grow, change, and become, that mistakes are just experiments our brains are running, that today's struggle can become tomorrow's strength. And you, wonderful parent, you're guiding them through this discovery with such care and thoughtfulness. By asking this question, by seeking to understand how to support your child's development, you're showing up with love and intention. That matters so much. The magic book whispers this wisdom. Every child is on their own timeline of understanding. Some grasp abstract concepts like personal growth earlier, some later. Both are perfectly normal. Your job isn't to rush your child's development, but to plant seeds of possibility, to model growth in your own life, to celebrate their efforts, and to surround them with stories that show change is real and beautiful. This developmental stage offers you such a valuable opportunity. You can introduce concepts of neuroplasticity in simple terms. You can say, every time you practice something, your brain grows stronger, just like your muscles grow stronger when you play. You can talk about effort-based achievement. You can celebrate the natural evolution of skills and interests and understanding throughout life. And remember, this learning happens gradually, through hundreds of small moments, through bedtime conversations and car ride chats, through stories read together and mistakes made and overcome, through watching you model growth mindset in your own life, through gentle reminders that yet is a magic word, and that everyone, including them, is always learning and growing. So tonight, or whenever feels right, snuggle up with your child and read the Color Speaking Friends together. Watch their eyes light up as Kenji and Miva discover that mistakes help everyone learn. Talk about times when you both learned something new. Celebrate the beautiful truth that people can change and grow. You're doing such important work, wonderful parent. You're helping your child develop a growth mindset that will serve them for their entire life. You're teaching them that they're not fixed, that they're always becoming, that change is possible and beautiful. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your child. Sweet dreams, and until our next adventure together. With love and starlight, Inara.